The member for Carville, Dan Cregan, has had an extraordinary few months, deciding to quit politics, then changing his mind, then becoming independent. Now he's the Speaker of the House of Representatives in State Parliament, and he's offering the extra salary from his new parliamentary role to local charities. He joins me now. Welcome, Mr. Cregan.
Good morning, Jenny. Good to be with you, and thanks for having me on your program.
Oh, thanks for joining us. So tell us about this move. Some people applauding it. Obviously, a lot of these local organisations like the CFS Foundation, Hearing Dogs for Dunn and Rotary would be pretty stoked. Others cynically calling it a publicity stunt. Why are you sharing your income with these groups?
I want to make clear that I'm taking the action that I've taken to put my community first. I was really concerned that there was no state plan for massive population growth in the hills, and we need a new hospital, a new ambulance station, further investment in education, the commitment to public transport, ideally to rail. And I got out and tried to door knock as many people as I possibly could before the previous election, and people said, Dan, what is the plan for massive population growth? At that point, it was Globelink. That policy was then dumped by the government after the election, and I've got serious concerns, and unless I take all the steps that I've taken to draw attention to the seat, that none of these issues will be properly addressed.
So what does it mean for you to be Speaker now? What will that role entail, and why is it important for an independent person to preside over it?
Well, Speaker is the presiding officer of Parliament. Particularly during question time, they adjudicate between all of the parties in Parliament, and particularly between the government and the opposition. And they try and maintain an orderly House and maintain parliamentary standards of behaviour in the chamber, but they're also a very strong voice. And there's been some excellent speakers who've been amazing local members. The late Dr. Bob Such was arguably one of the best local members in the state's history. Vincent Tarsier, who defeated Nick Xenophon, was Speaker of the House. And, of course, Josh Teague, my neighbour in the hills. So I think that it means that you can have a strong voice as well in Parliament. But as I say, all the actions I've taken have brought the government's attention and focus onto Carville, and I think, Jenny, I've got their attention now.
Yeah. So you were saying that none of your advocacy or a lot of your advocacy was falling on deaf ears with the Liberal Party, is that right?
Well, a senior government advisor told me you're a safe seat. You won't get the investment you're asking for right now. And you know, that really triggered concern in my mind that if I ran again as the government's candidate, and the government was effectively asking me to go back to the people I'd door knocked and say, there's nothing to worry about here, when in the quietness of my heart I knew there was no overall or unified state plan to address massive population growth in the hills, which extends from Mount Barker through Nan, you know, Woodside, Lobethal, Littlehampton, and everywhere in between and around. And so we all know what those problems are, but when Globelink was dumped by the government, I was just really, really concerned about that. And it just seems to me there hasn't been a plan coming forward for, you know, a new hospital or a new ambulance station, additional investment in education, which we really need. And, of course, as I earlier mentioned, public transport, ideally rail. So I feel that there's going to be now a proper contest in my seat, and there'll be real focus on policy issues that I say are really, really important to the hills.
Do you agree with Labor about the lack of investment in ambulances and hospitals at the moment?
Well, it should be pointed out that certainly the former government created by executive fiat many of the difficulties we're now facing in the hills. I mean, they decided to build a new city in the hills at Mount Barker, and they didn't invest either. So I'm saying to both major parties, you need to address these issues. We need to focus your attention on these issues, bring forward your policies, put your best case. I've given, certainly in terms of the Liberal Party, who would be the main rival for my seat, the opportunity to stand a candidate 5 or 6 months out, and they can put their best policies forward, and then, of course, you know, there'll be a real contest on election day.
With me at the moment is the independent member for Carville, Dan Cregan. I see that your Facebook page has been taken over.
It seems that my Facebook page has been rebranded. This was a page that was created in about 2018, and it was under my name, Dan Cregan, member for Carville. We shared a lot of, we hope, useful community information, particularly during the Cuddly Creek bushfire, and it was sustained in part through a taxpayer money for some of the posts that shared that information and to boost the page. And I saw yesterday that it had been changed to Liberals Delivering for Carville, and I seem to have been written out of the page. So not too many photos of me, and it's a strikes me. It's a little bit like, you know, somebody taking my Ford Falcon, 50th anniversary Ford Falcon, and rebirthing it as a Cortina and driving around Carville and expecting nobody to notice that they've ripped the old political stickers off the bumper bar.
Does that mean that all of your previous posts sort of are rebranded now, even though they were your words?
Yeah, some of them appear to have been, and look, I'll let others be the judge of those things.
And you've started a new page, so people can find you on Facebook still.
I have, Dan Cregan, member for Carville. So if you want to continue to follow me as an independent, you definitely can.
Now, there seems to be a bit of a war going on with moderates and the Pentecostal right in the Liberal Party. Do you see that getting resolved?
I'm just so glad not to be involved in factional politics in any way, to be able to step away from that, Jenny. I think that it distracts members, good local members, from the tasks that they should be focused on. And I'm not certain that factional politics serves the interest of any constituent anywhere in South Australia. And so I'm very, very keen to focus on my community, and I'm sure that other members will be focused on theirs.
And from what I understand, you're not ruling out rejoining the Liberal Party. Is that right? And why is that?
Well, I'm running as an independent at the election. I think there's been, and will continue to be, I'm sure, a lot of speculation and different people with different angles or perspectives. But I'm running as an independent at the election and asking people to stick with me in my community. It's my judgment that if we're able to hold the balance of power after the election, we will be in a very strong position to negotiate. And I hope that we're able to put ourselves in that position, because the position we're currently in is not as strong as it needs to be, quite clearly, because we haven't and are not getting the investment that we need. But I know there's going to be a real contest in my seat now, and I feel that we've got the government's attention, and the focus is spotlight, you know, fully on all of the issues in our community, and the spotlight's on our community. So I hope by taking the actions that I've taken to have achieved that outcome, and I feel that we're in the right spot we need to be for the campaign.
And just lastly, Dan Cregan, obviously you have a love and passion for law and may get back into it one day, but I'm curious to know what inspired you to choose politics over law in this instance.
I wanted to make a wider contribution to my community, and I felt that this was the best way to do it. And I certainly loved serving my community and doing the best I possibly can, particularly through the Cuddly Creek bushfire, the worst natural disaster in our community since Ash Wednesday. And I feel that to some extent I set politics aside at that time and was able to focus more fully on community needs rather than major party politics. And I have to say, Jenny, to some extent, psychologically and emotionally, it's hard to go back to that form of politics once you've had a different experience of how community leadership might be. And so I feel that certainly that's a factor that's weighed on my decision making. And I feel that being an independent member, I've got much freer to speak my mind and focus on the needs of the community without the strictures or controls of major party politics.
Well, all the best with the campaign, and thanks for joining us today, Dan Cregan.